The Sixth Sense podcast is brought to you by Grin Brush. Happy teeth, happy planet. Grin Toothbrush is a toothbrush that takes better care of your teeth and the planet. It's beautiful, responsible, and automatic. Listen, fellas, you're going to be saving time and money when you subscribe to get your premium toothbrush delivered to you for less than what you're paying for drugstore brands. Not only that, you're going to be going green. You're going to be saving the environment. The Grin toothbrush uses 85% less plastic than disposable, overpriced drugstore brands. And finally, you're going to be simplifying your life. You get these fresh brush heads, and replacement reminders arrive automatically to you to let you know when to change your brush head so you can be putting the cleanest toothbrush, germ-free, into your mouth. Now, gentlemen, this is a great gift for the ladies, sisters, brothers, kids, mothers, fathers, anyone in your family, friends. So if you want to pick one up for yourself or anyone else, go to grinbrush.com and enter the promo code SIXTHSENSE, and you'll get a 15% discount on your subscription. Again, go to grinbrush.com, enter the promo code SIXTHSENSE, and you'll get a 15% discount on your subscription. All right, fellas, go sign up and take care of your oral care.
Podcast, the Sixth Sense podcast coming at you for episode 4 of season 2. We made it this far, folks, and we're 3 weeks into the football season already. Unbelievable stuff, and unbelievable stuff coming up on this podcast. A very special guest we're going to get to in just a few minutes here. He's locked and loaded. And of course, we got the mainstays. We got Andrew Kirkland and Matt Roger Goodell York just throwing out questions, doing whatever he wants, commissioner style. We'll get to that later on in the podcast as well. So I'm not really going to tee up too much. Obviously, we'll do the regular commissioner corner. We're going to get up to what is Delhi up to this week. We'll have some new 40-minute challenges for all of our loyal listeners. And of course, we got to let you know everything that's going on in the UFFL. And the first update, as always, has to be on how the Jaeger Bombers are doing. Kirky, how are the Jaeger Bombers?
It's fucking shit, man. I'm telling you right now, everything is shit. I got to, you know, Delhi kicked the shit out of me in the mole last week. My team is literally having a shit storm. AB doesn't even play in the NFL anymore. He's tweeting out that he's going to fall semester in college right now. It's just ridiculous. Personal life, I'm trying to potty train my daughter. She's shitting everywhere. She literally shit tonight, and it was like a hockey puck, and it was in her underwear. So then I put it into the toilet, and it literally stuck to the side of the toilet that didn't have any water in it. So it literally took me about, I don't know, 7 flushes to get this hockey puck finally down the shitter. It was brutal. And then after that, I get notification that Melvin Gordon's coming back. You know, which obviously puts Austin Eckler on a little bit different playing field. So yeah, it's just shit right now. But you know, I like the challenge. Last year, I kind of walked through everyone, and you know, I gotta work this year. But I like it. So, but yeah, that's kind of what's going on right now. I'm really excited about our guest today. I think he's going to come with a new take on not only the league but also a personal life. So it'll be great to hear what's going on there. But before we get into that, I'll turn it over to our commissioner, Matt York, for the commissioner corner. Yorkie, take it away.
Fellas, what's going on? Before we introduce our special guest who's 6 deep now, probably 6 deep.
Just we're give, over give a under little, that soon.
Over yeah. Under. What's up with the lack of trades? We've had 3 trades in this season, 2 pre-draft and 1 little deal that we had. I know everyone's, you know, kind of figuring out their team, figure out where what guys are, as Kirky's saying, which guys are going back to school, which guys might have a lesser role, which guys aren't in the NFL anymore. Everyone's kind of offering deals, trying to figure out who they can kind of snag. You know, is someone going after a guy that's struggling? Is someone going after a guy that's getting hurt? I know we all love chatting about trades, but what's up with the trades? Guys, any update on those?
I'm open for business.
Yeah. And is the everyone says corner, is it a monologue? Business, like, do you ask questions in the commissioner corner, or do you aren't you supposed to give
the commissioner's corner? Yeah, I can ask.
Fuck! I'm sitting here in silence.
I know. Like,
what kind of fucking program is this?
I know. Okay. Thanks, commish.
Fucking bullshit.
It's another shit storm over here. The commissioner corner just shit the bed tonight. Yeah. Anyways,
why don't we call it Casper's corner?
Anyways, yeah. I think a lot of people are excited about it. We're a couple minutes into the podcast, but why don't we get right into I think the main event of this podcast? A very well requested guest. I think last year he stood us up two or three times, maybe.
Probably.
I don't know.
When I get panicky, I bail on people. It's kind of personal life. We'll get into Tinny's corner in a bit here.
Right, and to be quite honest, so everyone, that's Ozzy, Tinder Assassin, if you don't know already, but he's joining us tonight, and we're gonna pepper up some questions. I gotta admit, Ozzy, I was very, very surprised that you could get the technology working in order to be on this podcast tonight. I thought for sure there was no chance in hell you're gonna be, because and I know you very well, and I figured at the first fault or any negative part of this setting of this podcast, I figured you're just like, fuck it, screw it, I'm done, and I'm gonna hit the
me
boost.
And Yorkie had communication from what, this morning, Yorkie, pretty much.
Yeah, throughout the day we had the communication.
Throughout the day, I don't use my iPad, my kids do, so I needed to update it from I think 2 years ago. So that took about 2 hours, and then I had to download Skype. It was a little iffy there for a bit, and then I told Yorkie to test it out at 8:30, and he openly said he was watching TV and he wasn't going to call me till later. I almost missed. I felt like, okay, you're just a guest. People don't want to feel that way when they're on the show. They don't want to feel that way.
Yeah,
it all worked out.
All right. So,
hey, but it's what about the Rogers pre-call? You want to let the boys in on that?
Oh yeah. So. I got my Rogers bill today, and I was trying to hook up Skype and stuff, and I got my bill today, and there was $30 in extra charges. So I called Rogers, and I said, there's two $15 charges here. And I started to rip into the guy, and I said, it just says, like, rental. And he said, sir, those are two adult films for $14.99. So he's like, do you want to pay the bill with me online right now, or on phone? And I said, actually, no, I don't. I said, I'm quite upset, and I'll just go online and pay it. So then I got another message from Rogers when I was downloading Skype tonight, and I was infuriated because I can't call them back right now. I've rented two adult movies, and I'm not in good spirits. So it wasn't good.
Who was in them? Any big names in these adult movies?
Well, I had a big night one night, and I woke up. It was all coming back to me, and I rented a movie called Squirters.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was, wasn't proud of it, but it happened. You can't change the past. And
that's insane that it would be, I've never...
$50!
I was going to say, like, you could literally get that for free. Like, and you, it's very, very
easy. Are we saying 5-0 or 1-5?
1-5, I would
1-5.
1-5.
Oh, thank God.
Which is 1-5.
I was about to leave. I was about to run out of my basement.
But I guess the thing is, like, where was the Pornhub on the phone? Like, why did I feel the need to rent something?
I don't even know if I would know how to do that, to be quite honest with you.
Well, apparently I do, not once, but twice. And then call the guy and yell at him and be like, what is this shit? You guys jamming me again?
Yeah.
Said, you guys are jamming me again, aren't you? He's like, hey. And his wife's like, no, you're fucking... You're jamming your own right now.
Yeah, you're jamming
something. Yeah, a lot of jamming going on.
Just a beauty. I said to him, I said, I'm sure you're a solid guy. Going through stuff. I'll talk to you later.
Guys, under the rug. That was me? No.
He's like, we have video of you celebrating when you ordered this. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, you're like jumping up and down in your bedroom.
Yeah, it's fucking helicopter with your dick just going around. Oh, explicit disclaimer on this podcast. All right, well, let's get into it. Let's pepper Ozzy with some questions here. Ozzy, we're going to turn the attention now to some football because everyone's here for the UFL. I'm just looking at some of your transaction that you've done, and you did want a big one today. You dropped Damian Harris and picked up Kenny Stills.
Yeah.
What was going through your mindset when you dropped a guy who has 0 points on the season?
Well, again, I don't know a lot of the players at times. So I saw Kenny Stills on the waiver wire. And to be quite honest with you, I'm still not sure how the fuck this works. But all I know is Delly made a transaction at 3 a.m. on the waiver wire. Is that that's what happened, right, Cos?
Was he up last night again?
No, it was you.
You were the guy. Four transactions last night.
I was listening to the 3 a.m. transaction, and I got all panicky.
303, 304, 306, 313.
Who does that shit? So, you know, this morning I realized that Goodwin with San Francisco had that's where I come up. Hold on a second here. That was a good one. He had a bye week.
Coming out of both ends, is it?
Yeah. He had a bye week. So then still has it. Okay. You get the still has it.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Play on words. It's good.
You could have gone Kenny Stills has it. Anyway.
The one thing I will say with our league is it always catches me off guard every year when the bye week starts to happen. Even though when you're drafting players, you're trying to match shit up, it always catches me off guard. And then I'm like, fuck, here we go. And then the news of Gordon coming back today, I was like, oh, who's got him? Maybe I can
snag Bondo. Bondo's got him.
Bondo's probably dead from sad. I haven't talked to him. I don't know if he's alive.
Gordon. I'm actually surprised Kenny Stills was still available at that time. Decent numbers, like points wise. Four catches.
It's a deli drop.
The deli drop, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, then he's got a rationale behind it.
When did Deli drop him? What is he in the? Is he in the dressing room? What does he know?
Last week.
Really? Eh?
Yeah.
You made me think of that BET show, The Game. Do you guys ever watch that?
No.
Crickets is good. That was the right answer. Crickets was the right answer. That bird from Dawson's Creek, the stripper one, was the main.
Stay by the bell. Sorry.
Yeah, the one who moved into town and started to cause all the ruckus. Was it OC? No, it was Party Five. Oh no, what the hell am I doing? OC, there's the OC one. The one who kissed the other girl.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They made huge news, Kirky. The OC kiss. Everyone knows that. Two girls kiss on cable television. It's just great. Ozzy didn't have to order it or anything, but it was right there. It was right there. Anyway, she's on a don't watch that BET show. Burnside might watch it. I'll talk to him next time I see him.
Bernie's a beauty. He'll watch anything.
Might have to get him back on the pod in the next few weeks. All right, Ozzy, you talked about trading with Bondo. How active are you with other GMs when it comes to trade, and how willing, anything you're looking for right now to make upgrades on your team, put a kind of PSA out to other GMs in the league to look at your squad and upgrade it or deal with you on? What are your thoughts on that?
We're into week four now. Now it's fair game. I always try to do the first couple of weeks, maybe make a transaction here and there. The way I roll, if I don't like your face and the way you played, you're on the market. The entire team right now is on the market. I'm 1-2. This is an impactful week. If I go 1-3, that's it. The entire team's going. Pack your shit. So what I'm looking for, like I've got a running back right now in Freeman. He's willing to put up some points here and there. I'm looking to upgrade, and I'm debating throwing Mr. Amari Cooper on the market. It's out there. It just happened. Big. It's national. Everybody listen, national.
Yeah, all 15 people that listen to this podcast. So that's big, though. Okay. Now, I'm just going to keep firing questions because when you're, you feel free to come in anytime. But Ozzy, you're taking a little bit of different strategy than some people are. We got five bench spots. You've taken the liberty of putting one of your defensive positions or defense on a bench. What's your rationale behind that and holding two defensive squads rather than going five, you know, position player bench squads?
Well, that's going to change. I didn't know what I was dealing with Minnesota's defense and Denver's. And now I think that's going to change where I'm going to end up dropping one of the two of them. But the problem is you go on the waiver wire, like you have somebody like, well, I'll give you an example. Who's it? Gabriel with Chicago, the Monday nighter, right? Mm-hmm. guy caught 3 touchdown passes in what, 1 quarter? So, you know, I'm debating picking that guy up, and then he's got a head like a pillow, so he could be out for the next week or 2 weeks, right? So I'm just waiting to maybe drop it when I see a player that I like. But the problem is when you're dealing with bench players, I don't know. This league, it's hard. Man, it's depth, but it's luck too on the waiver wire, right? You can pick somebody up on the waiver wire where they've had a big week and then they're fucking selling hot dogs and getting hand jobs in the fucking bush next week. Like, you don't know.
So, do we get points for that? Commish, do we reward points for any of those?
Maybe next
any hand job in the bush points?
Well, that would tell me a photo next week. That Luke Stewart transaction, I don't know when we want to open those can of
worms. Hey, so before you... Yeah. Ozzy, I hate to do this to you, but I literally just picked up Taylor Gabriel right now. I didn't watch the Monday night. I had no idea he had 3 touchdowns. I know.
I'm glad I'm pulling insight. Let's go live to Ozzy on the side. I picked this guy up, and I fucking rock him.
I'm shocked that he went through the waiver wire with 3 touchdowns. Did he actually get 3 touchdowns this week?
He got 3 touchdowns. I watched the game. I'm like, who is this little midget?
Oh, you know, no, he's good.
He's like a Pat Van Jones, but he's done 2 8 balls. This guy's all over the place.
I know.
Crazy.
Did that? How did that do for the gambling? That was my question for Ozzy. How do you juggle the wagers on the game with your fantasy? How does that work?
There's a lot of emotion, man. It's a lot of emotion. I'm happy. I'm sad. Touchdown, over-unders. Like, you know, you throw a little bit of coin out there and, you know, you could be up $400 or $500 on the weekend. You could be jammed for $400 or $500 like a toilet shoot up your ass. Like, you never know.
I'm literally 1 for 6 on my bets this year on Bet365. It's brutal. Brutal.
Is that why we stopped best bets? Is that why we stopped best bets, Kirky?
Honestly, I don't know what my best bets are now. I haven't researched. I usually research it. I usually bet the Sunday nighter because when I go on Bet365, if I bet on the game prior to the game, they'll give me money to bet on in game with their money, right? I would just take the winnings. But I've never won anything with their money. I haven't lost any money, but just obviously I suck at it.
I've had a lot of pushes this year.
So what happened, Ozzy? In week 1, you had something going on where, like, what happened? What was the result of that?
So I had a parlay that would have paid me out. I think it was, and it's going off the top of my head now, I think $900 on a $150 bet. And there was a push between... game went to overtime. I can't.
Chargers cards.
Yes, and the charge. And I thought, I'm like, fuck it. I've lost my parlay because most of the time in the overtime, what happens? A team wins by a field goal. So the spread was 6. So the Chargers got a touchdown. Obviously, they win by 6. So I'm thinking, okay, so that's good for that -6. But Bet365 is it's a push. Deli told me.
So, did you get anything?
Or? Yeah, I second game. So, they push your parlay still in effect. They just push the second game.
Gotcha.
So, you lose those odds, too. You don't get that multiplier.
Yeah, you don't get the multiplier. The parlays are hard, though, the first few weeks because you never know what you're getting with these teams, right?
Like, I got to tell you, multiplier. I didn't expect to say multiplier on the podcast with Ozzy. So, there we go.
You know, I'm using my math skills.
All right.
Yeah. Hit me up for the next 5 minutes before I go sideways.
Yeah, so, okay.
As he chugs, he just chugs.
So, here, Cosby and Yorkie, over, under on 6.5 rides that Ozzy has had tonight. Ozzy, don't answer that question. We're going to get the picks in. Oh, we got another one poured. So, we'll add that. So, over, under, now it's at 7.5 because I know there's one more. But 7, that's a stiff one, too. Over, under 7.5. Yorkie, go.
Under.
Under. Cosby?
I got to make it interesting and say over. And he's doing pretty well if he's over, but he's Ozzy, so.
Ozzy, what are you at?
Right now it'd be number 7.
7. Oh, tight. Tight.
That's a bad beat. That's a bad beat.
Before Cos got on the show, he said how many he had.
Well, jeez.
Being responsible. My daughter chose the longest book possible right before the podcast. I couldn't talk her out of it.
I just lock Evan in the room. I just lock her. Be like, no, you're going to bed. Done. Got to do the podcast. So
you know what? I want a snack.
Sixth Sense is on.
If she wants a snack, slide underneath the crack of the door. Just like, there you go.
All right, boys. Let's get into, I think, some big controversy from the last week. There was a lot of action. There is always a lot of action in this fantasy football WhatsApp chat, which is amazing. But I think what was driving a lot of people crazy on, I can't remember what day this was. This might have been like Wednesday of last. No, it was after our pod last Thursday. Week. Thursday.
Yeah. Thursday.
Yeah. So, all right. Yorkie, do you want to kind of recap the daily event and what happened? And then we'll give Ozzy's take on what he thought was like backroom deals. So, Yorkie, take us through this.
So, Luke Stewart has Emmanuel Sanders. I guess he was accidentally dropped, though I don't know how you accidentally drop him, because you do have to click it twice. It does say you do have to confirm that you do want to drop this guy, both on the app and the website. After Luke apparently dropped Emmanuel Sanders, he sent a message saying he accidentally dropped him, which I believe him that he accidentally dropped him. I don't necessarily know how he accidentally dropped him, considering it needs to be double clicked.
We're not dealing with the brightest guy here.
Right? Hey! Ooh,
over dynamite! Roasted him! Roasted you.
Well, he does work in
2-2-2. Yeah.
So, but in fairness to Luke, it was like the drop happened at noon, 12 o'clock, yeah. Right on the nose.
It was like 12:01. He sent a group
chat message at 12:01, right?
Yeah. So I went in and made the change and put him back on his roster. And in between the time I actually could go in and make the change on my computer and the time that he sent the message on the WhatsApp chat, shit went to hell. And lots of guys were upset saying backroom deals. I accidentally sent the wrong message to Yanny saying I'll make the change. That was because I had the last...
Just a clusterfuck of a day in the UFFL. Bunch of idiots. You're Trooper Luke Stewart about double-clicking things, and you're sending messages to wrong people.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the Friday media dump. You're supposed to do a Friday media dump. You're supposed to wait for all this shit.
So I had Danny as my last text conversation, and just, like Herb Edwards says, don't hit send, and I hit
so start. What did you say to Yanny, or thinking you were sending to Luke Stewart? What was that?
Just, hey, I'll take care of this one. I can get on my computer and make the change.
And Yanny, Yanny totally edited you.
Yeah.
All right, go, Ozzy. What's your thoughts on this?
Okay. First of all, we are in a very democratic league where we all keep open communication. I feel like this is a marriage breakdown, where you've just decided to go off on your own and make the decision. We all have the same amount of coin invested. And I think at this point now, we have to question your integrity, especially when you're sending messages to the wrong person saying, I will take care of this. That's mafia-like. I lived at college in Ossington. That's backdoor mafia shit. Can you please explain yourself? Because I am hot under the collar.
100%. I can explain myself. Knowing Luke Stewart, I figured, he's pretty, he can make a few clusterfuck mistakes, and whether he's got big thumbs or tiny little fingers, and, he hit send by accident, and considering he did send the message, 30 seconds to a minute later, saying that it was accidentally dropped, and then, once I realized that, I decided to use the commissioner's tools and make the change, knowing that it wasn't, it's Emmanuel Sanders. It's not, first.
Hold up a second. Can you confirm he had not one, but two chances to see this screen of dropping that player? Can you please confirm that?
I can't confirm what he did see or what he didn't see.
But is that not part of the process, though?
Yes, it is.
Question. Yes or no?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So he has two chances, yes or no, to confirm if he's going to drop that player.
Yes, he does.
Yes or no?
Yes, he does.
Okay. And did you make the decision to make a league call without, I guess, confirming with the group what had happened and asking their opinion? Did you make a decision by yourself Yes or no?
Yes. As Kirky and I have want to make sure this league.
Bring Kirky in now.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Oh my god.
Whoa!
No, no, no. Just let me finish, Ozzy.
Yeah.
Kirky and I have the power to make sure that there's integral communication, integral actions going on with the league. And since Luke Stewart did send a communication message, let's say a minute after that he accidentally dropped Emmanuel Sanders, I took it upon myself. And I that's kind of my powers. The commissioner and Kirky has that same power as well, that we feel what's best for the league. And I decided that he made the mistake and went and dropped Emmanuel Sanders by mistake.
So can I ask you something in the future though?
Yes.
If you do that, could you maybe take a snapshot of the text when you get it, the time you get it, to share with the group to say, I've made a decision I'm allowed to make, and here's the time I received the text?
Yeah, 100% I can do that next time.
Okay, well, I'd appreciate it.
But also the fact that...
Did he text you directly, or did he text the group?
He texted the group and texted myself.
He did text you right away. And then,
I thought it was on to something.
Yeah.
And next time, could you get like draw out the roller coaster of emotion a little bit longer for him? Like make him wait a little. Like I could just picture like the stomach dropping, the ass cheeks clenching.
His hand
locked around his phone.
It'd be the pacing back and forth. The panic attacks have been going on all day long. That's what's going on.
I sent Luke a text and I said, I'm going to fuck you so hard you'll wish you'll never. And he sent me a text. He's like, no, I'm like, I'm going to fuck you so hard on this.
You're like, oops, I meant to send that to my Friday night date. Sorry, Luke.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Ozzy, so you sent a picture when all this shit was going down with a monkey with a stick about to smack a lion or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you remember that picture?
Yeah.
What the hell were you Googling to find that picture?
It was a buddy of mine. He posts these funny pictures, and it makes me feel like the commissioner in the league, right? Like he made that decision. He's the lion. At the time, I was the monkey with the stick. And what the fuck are you thinking? Are you drunk? But somebody's got to challenge the lion. And that's where I was at with that.
Well,
no,
I don't think... Sorry, go ahead, Arky.
You can challenge me. Anyone can challenge the decisions we make.
You're uncomfortable, I can tell.
Yeah, go I'm ahead. Very uncomfortable. challenge the decisions we make, but everything that we try to do is open and honest. And when, if he dropped Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes or
it's
Emmanuel Sanders. It's a probably a tier three wide receiver.
Well, hold up though. He's maybe trying to trade him as a higher receiver. You're now as a commissioner discounting that player in the league. Are you telling me?
No, he can have. You can make comments on players. Like we do a podcast every single week.
Just checking.
Do you want this podcast, Ozzy? Do you want? Oh, I guess I don't even know if Ozzy. Do you listen to the podcast?
I do. I love it.
Okay.
So, in all fairness to Yorkie, there is a precedent set during the draft. If somebody makes a wrong pick or loses internet connection, you'll pause it. And I think you have
or
three
minds.
What's okay. that?
Not they don't lose their mind.
Or they lose their mind.
What, sorry, so that, say that again.
I said, or they lose their mind. But
or
that's
lose
not,
their mind. Yeah, yeah, rule. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, whatever the reason. Yeah, but I would see this as a kind of a similar situation to, this is almost like you being the act of God in the situation in the draft, but also when a screw up by a manager. If I don't know what time frame would have had to pass for, Luke to not be able to have Sanders put back on his squad, it was a one minute transition, so obviously it was a mistake.
And not to cut you off, but even if we didn't have, if we had free agents, I could go back. You could do it too in your commissioner's tools. You could go back and make that change. Now, you know what, if this is starting to become a habit, it's different. It's a one-time thing, or it has been a one-time thing. Now, if all of a sudden it's starting to, you know, happens again and again, and obviously we'll just say, no, don't, no, he's going on waivers, and, you know, it's first person on the waiver priority could get access to him. You know, it was a one-time mistake. I don't think it will happen again. You know, don't, Luke Stewart, don't make me eat my words here. So,
well, so going into this week, if something like that happens again, Ozzie, you're the first spot in the waiver priority. I don't know if you knew that or not, right?
No,
so,
I didn't know that.
I never know what's going on.
So basically what it means, come Tuesday night next week, you're going to be able to pick whoever you want on the waiver wire. Yeah. And no one else can get it.
That's why I held on to the defense I did, because I knew I was moving up.
Yeah, I probably did you a favor for not doing Taylor Gabriel and wasting your number one waiver wire.
So, but there was some rationale. So one more thing, guys. I sent out a message earlier today, and this is what I also wanted to discuss on the podcast. There was some rationale to why I said, does everyone want to wait 24 hours if a player's dropped? Here's an example. Mason Crosby, let's just say the kicker Crosby dropped for Green Bay. He cannot be picked up in time for the game tonight or his game tomorrow. Now, if someone wanted a kicker, for example, you know, Thursday night, essentially everyone on waivers is out for Thursday night. So it's kind of something that we can all think about and put to a vote. If you play Thursday night and are on waivers Wednesday, maybe that waiver claim doesn't go for 24 hours and they can be picked up right away.
Do we have the ability to actually do that, though? Like, can't we say some people, oh, okay.
Yeah. It can't be done now. Right. It can be done at the beginning of the season.
Gotcha.
Before the games start.
Honestly, as we get more into bye weeks and stuff like that, I feel like things like, and injuries come up, things like that may creep up. But again, it's a Thursday nighter, so there's obviously all the games on Sunday and all those players available. So there's still a lot of players available.
We can just openly admit that Thursday night football has fucked everything and fucked
it's
Thursday
stupid.
Night football.
It's the dumbest thing ever, man. I hate it.
Yeah, it is. All right, the other thing that really took over the WhatsApp group chat was the Tinder assassin himself in action. Ozzie, I don't even know where to go with this, but...
life's a blur.
So, what do you want to talk about? You know, some of your escapades on that.
No, it's the Tindy's corner.
It's the Tindy's corner. Okay. So how many? Yeah, you know, I'm not going to ask that question.
You can, but it's okay. We're in the trash.
I don't know. Like, we're a public podcast, right? And this one girl seems like a great girl, and how has it been going with, and what is her name that you went out with? Was it Friday night or Saturday? I don't even know.
Jennifer.
Okay, this is good. Yeah. And was it Friday night?
Yeah, so I connected with her last Tuesday, and I was like, this is like my first non-fatty. I like it. It's great. So, you know, you get the odd skinny one here and there. Get a couple of chunkers, which is fine. Hey, I'm not tipping the scale these days in skinny land. So anyway, she reaches out to me and I'm like, holy shit, this girl's hot. So I text her back and forth. It was like Wednesday and I'm like, listen, just call. I'm like, this is stupid. So she calls me and she's got a melting voice. She's like, hey, like soft. I'm like, oh God, here we go. Hey, how are you? How was your day? I was like, holy shit. So we agree to meet in Georgetown at the George because I didn't disclose the location because I was fucking certain that you would show up.
You were Gleeder. Gleeder was all over Gleeder that. He's like, you wanted to play every 15 minutes.
Hey, don't look over the bar, but I've got the sunglass and the hoodie on. The worst part is I looked over the bar. There was some random dude. He didn't have a hoodie on, but I'm like, holy shit, this guy drove. But No, so I met her.
You know Gleeter's got a little one at home, right? He's just like, fuck, oh, give me some fun stuff on a Friday night.
I got nothing to the wife. I'm going to No Frills, and I'm bargain shopping for 3 fucking hours. I'll see you later. And by the way, you got to buy your own bags there. That's another 20 minutes. So I meet this girl, and she openly suggests.
Oh, by the way, Gleeter's rubbing himself on the GO train right now. Just talked about him, by the way.
So I meet this girl, whatever, and I say to her, you know what, I'll stay in a hotel in Georgetown, don't worry about it. She's like, no, I threw it out there a few times, like, if I have a couple drinks, don't worry about it. Then she says to me, well, you can stay at my house. So we get a few drinks in, and then, you know, whatever, we take an Uber back to her house. I leave my car there, so I know I'm staying. She ravages me. Really? Like we're not talking grade 9 one stump pump. Like, it is like, this thing's a 5-speed Civic and you're rolling at Cayuga Speedway. Like, this thing is doing laps. Okay. Oh my God. Stuff is happening. I'm like, holy Jesus Lord. Like, at one point I actually said, my God, help me. Like, I think she had my legs tucked around my head like the Boston Crab at one point.
Oh my
like,
God. The ratings on this podcast just went through the roof.
Beautiful girl. So anyway, I wake up at 6:30 in the morning, and she drives me back to my car. Saturday, I go to Bondo's and see Burnside and Bondo's. So the three of us, I think I'm in bed by 11:30. I don't really recall that night, but I packed Bondo in the morning telling him I had to go home at like 8 o'clock on Sunday. And then I call her. I said, yeah, I'm on my way home. She's like, oh, you sound like you're hungover. It was her birthday, so she's 40. On Saturday night, she's like, oh, I'm so hungover too. I'm like, you know what that means? We should probably connect. So she came over to my house on the Sunday, and the rest is history. So from now until today, I've met her for lunch every day because she's a nurse. And she works, here's the kicker, boys. She works with my ex-wife in the same unit.
No way.
Yeah, talk about a bombshell. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, where do you work? She's like, Brampton Civic. I'm like, okay. I'll never forget. I was talking around the 410 in the fast lane. I tell her this. She tells me that. I'm in the slow lane. I cut everybody off. I'm like, can you just try something here? Like, what the fuck are you talking? And she's like, oh, so she's going through what they call a charge nurse right now. So she's a nurse. She's going to be the head nurse that runs the show. So she's like, yeah, I'm currently stationed on the occupational therapy floor. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, you know a girl by the name of Dana? She's like, oh, my God, that's my partner. I'm like, holy fucking, she was my partner too.
No way.
Yeah. Bitches be real, man. They be real.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Dana's been good. She told me, she's like, I know you're seeing this girl. She's a sweetheart, whatever. So today I booked a trip to New York City for the two of us. Boom, goes a dynamite. Yeah, that's the attendee assassin. That just happened. And I'm not lying to you.
When are you guys going to New York? When are you going to New York?
The weekend of the Bills trip with you and fucking Dummy there. And I'm like, dude, I can't make that weekend happen because I was trying to organize this stuff. So we're flying to New York for the weekend.
So you're not coming to the Bills game, but you're going to New York with a girl you just met on Tinder.
Now we're heavy into this.
Oh my God!
But I got
nice girl.
Tonight,
hey,
a girl from Portugal. Nice
hey, girl. Hold on. Let's go back for a second. Over under. How many times you've banged her, Tim? How many Daves you've known her?
Oh jeez.
Which is greater?
It'd be greater on the banging side. Beautiful, super nice.
Wait, over under what?
No. Never mind.
She ravages me. I curl up in the shower after we're done, and I cry. Like, it's the real deal. Like, yeah.
Nice girl.
Normally, I'm the lion. No, at this point, like, I expect her to hit me with a bat at one point. It's just
the voice of an angel turns into a rabid sex machine, eh?
This girl has the tiniest, softest voice. I honestly, you know what? I'll bring her on the podcast. She's on next time.
I was gonna ask that.
Can I call her right now live?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can work the tech though.
I don't know.
I guess if you're on your tablet, yeah, I guess that's good.
No, guys,
yeah.
voice. You'll hear her voice. Hold on. Are we doing this? This is live.
You can do whatever you want, but do you actually want her to know you're on a podcast because she may listen to it?
No,
go ahead.
I told her I had a call at 9 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
I will give her full carte blanche to not talk about it. Are we ready? Are we doing this?
Yeah, 100%. Go.
Commish?
Yeah, we're good.
Take vote or make a decision by yourself again?
Yeah, we're good. Let's get her on.
Here we go. She's at work right now. She's a nurse.
I've never bit my tongue harder in my life. Yeah, keep going. Whatever's happening is happening.
No, do we have to mute ourselves or anything?
No. Just hear me out here. Come on, Jenny. Don't let me down.
All right.
She deals with old people, so pooping. I think they poop around 10 o'clock at night.
Hi, you've reached Jenny. Leave a message. Thanks. Bye.
Oh.
Please record your message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, hon, I'm just on a podcast right now. I was trying to get you into the call, but I was telling the boys that sexy voice you have, so give me a shout later, okay? Have a good night. We did it. We fucking did it. We're good.
Phew. And we didn't even bring up New York. I was going to yell New York.
So we're going to New York.
Pennsylvania Dutch country, Ozzy, or where?
But guys, I brought a Tindy to Vegas.
What?
I brought a Tindy date to Vegas in August with my company.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So a girl I was talking to, she was a nurse in Barrie, and I'm like, well, I'll put your money where your mouth is. Fly up to Vegas. I'll pay for the rest. So she came to Vegas.
What's with you and nurses, eh?
Are
you,
yeah.
Married to one, two Tindies on another?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that a setting? I don't know anything about Tinder.
No, you know what Tinder is, though? It's teachers because they're all crazy, and nurses because they do shift work.
Right.
So they need to find a guy that doesn't need them around all the
drink
time.
Drink you number eight. Well, I
thought he was going to pour on his head.
Ozzy, if she listened to the podcast, what do you think she would think of you breaking down the play-by-play?
I already told her I'm wild. I said, so you get a choice. You can either deal with it or not. I don't care anymore. I just tell them flat out.
Okay. To loop it back here. Well, this is a grasp at a straw for me to try and tie it back to the UFFL. Has she given you any fantasy advice on your team?
That was the 40-minute challenge, boys. You hear that?
That's a good one too. That's a three finger.
Cool. He's talking about his drink now. He's talking about his drink.
Did you guys hear the 40-minute challenge, Mom?
Yeah.
Good.
I didn't hear anything.
Because you were.
I was trying to make a joke, but I've had little success with that.
Just the bomb going off, 40-minute challenge. We haven't gone to the mower or the dud or anything. But sorry, Ozzy, what was your question, Ozzy?
We were just trying to tie it back and say, has anyone on Tinder ever given you fantasy advice?
So the last girl. This is actually a good story. Bonda will appreciate this. She distributes the compression socks to the NFL. So she knows a bunch of NFL players. We went out on a date, whatever. So go, George, Sterling, Sharp. I'm like, whatever, you're full of shit. Yeah. Anyway, she calls them, openly calls them on speakerphone. Eddie George, Sterling Sharp, you name it. LT. No word of a lie. So I'm telling Bono this story on Saturday. I'm like, hey, do you know this girl so-and-so? He's like, Rochelle, whatever. He's like, oh, my God. He's like, that girl, I've known that girl for years. She talks like she knows everybody. She's an NFL girl, blah, blah. She was in love. I cut her loose. I had
perfect ad.
Well, you can only have so many on the go. And you got to cut them.
Okay, so you've got one, and you're committed now to this one. Jenny, great girl. But what is the most you've had on the go at one time?
Five is the most.
Five.
Five.
And when you say on the go, like what consists of someone on the go?
Well, you have to do it in the morning. You send out a generic text. Hey, babe, hope you had a great sleep. Enjoy your day. Let me know when you want to talk.
So you send five of those out to...
Five.
Yeah.
And I have a 45-minute drive into work. So the top three always make the challenge. I will always call the top three and be like, oh, got to go. My boss is calling in. So basically 15-minute challenge. So 3 15-minutes. Right on the 15-minute button, I'm like, got to go. Boss is called. Sorry. Boom. On to the next one.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, what do they call that? Like a smoke warning? Like what are the indigenous people, like they used to give out smoke warnings to like let other tribes know that, you know, they were in the area or something like that. I feel like that's what you do when you do these 5 text messages in the morning. It's like, you're just like,
well,
here's a smoke signal. Okay, I'm here.
We've got a major issue on our hands right now, a major issue. And we can share this within the group and take feedback on Tinder's Corner. I have a girl who I met years ago in Sudbury when I used to cover that territory, and she was a bartender, and I reached out to her when I became single. She is moving to Barrie with her son to be closer to me. But
really?
Yeah, you got a situation here, guys. Okay, so I'm not sure what the hell to do, but that's a big move. And I said to her, she's like, I got big news. She told me this 2 months ago. She's like, I'm moving to Barrie. I'm like, oh, that's amazing. She's like, yeah. She's like, I want to be closer to you. And I was like, okay, we got, what the fuck?
Five-stage clinger, right?
No, she's been like 4 years of me and her just like chatting. Nothing. She knew I was with Adrian, whatever. She had a boyfriend. And then I sent her the message. I was like, hey, I'm single. She's like, oh, me too. So she's moving to Barrie and I talked to her a fair bit. Every night she's like, oh, I can't wait to be with you. I was like, yeah, okay. Let's start this out.
You really, Jenny can't hear this podcast.
No.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I didn't know what
that was. And we don't edit it out in this podcast either, by the way. So,
yeah.
Just, well, she doesn't know any of our voices. Like, we could just maybe mash Ozzy into like a different podcast and he could let her listen to that one.
And it's not like she doesn't know he's on a podcast now because we just called her. So,
yeah, I wish she answered. It would have been great because she would have been all over it.
Yeah, she's not going to want to hear this podcast because she's like literally the star of the show. You called her and left a message on it. But anyways, yeah, this is good.
Yeah, nice girl, though. So that's Ashley. Ashley's a real goer.
Oh, boy.
What are the odds she's going to call you back during the like in the next 10 minutes?
We got a hit here on Bumble.
I might not have 10 minutes. I got 12% battery. It's racing to the finish.
Here. Yeah.
Well, let's exhaust the podcast about me. What else do we want to talk about?
Yeah, so, okay, let's go. Guys, we tried to transition back to football, and I don't
know. I did. I did.
To that, but I don't know. I'll just make the blunt transition, but we should probably get into, you know, kind of looking forward in week 4 here, what's going on with the Mo's and the Duds, because I know guys are you know, pretty excited about that. But before we get into that, we obviously have to hit into our segment of, you know, what did Delly do? I think the bigger controversy this week and what I want to know about was what was Cosby doing at 3 a.m. yesterday. It seemed to me, when I look at the transaction, Delly was, you know, pretty reasonably did a waiver wire pickup, dropped, it was a defense he did something with. Giovanni Bernard, and he picked up Wayne Gallman Jr. So not crazy anything, but Cosby, what was going through your mind at 3 o'clock, and why the hell did you do all that?
Well, as you guys probably know, it went through my mind far before 3 o'clock. So I just looked at the text that I sent myself on what to do once my son woke up at 2:54. I was ready for 3 o'clock, and I executed everything that was in the text to myself.
Now, is it a lot of work to do something like that? Like, because you've got to.
It's really easy. It takes 11 minutes.
You've got to pick up Pittsburgh, but you will only get Pittsburgh if another team does not have a waiver claim on them. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, the guys who are there are still, you can, they, it still shows they're on waivers. So you just skip over. They'd have a yellow light there. They got a yellow light.
So you already know all about this. You would know all the waiver claims.
Yeah, you already know who. You already can go, oh, fuck. Like Wayne Gallman, like if you had Saquon Barkley. And by the way, I don't want to say too much about me, but.
Oh,
like a fucking like clockwork. If I think I should handcuff my player, he will get hurt that week. I had a two dead roster spots. I was like, Nyheim Hines is guard. Like two of those guys were getting dropped this week anyways, unless their guy got hurt in front of them. And sure enough, Saquon decides, oh, I'm going to take a dive. The bookies got to him in New York. Ozzie, investigate while you're there.
Yeah.
Check it out for me, because it's clear nothing happened to his ankle.
So are you pissed at Dele right now, or are you just more pissed at yourself?
No, I knew it was going to happen. I'm just mad at myself, as usual. Same thing as playoffs last year. I was kind of on the fence about handcuffing the Damian Williams situation, I'll forever call it. I was ready to handcuff Spencer Ware. I was like, I don't need to handcuff a handcuff, do I? You do. You handcuff. That's what happens.
The little strategy you've done at 3 o'clock in the morning here, it literally gives you whoever you want without losing your waiver priority spot.
Deal. Yeah, that's why I do it.
So you will actually wake up though.
Yeah. No, it's the first, you guys will notice all year. It's when I'm woken up the first time I wake up in the night. Well, hopefully my boy starts sleeping through the night soon. That's healthy.
Okay.
We hope for his health above all.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I get woken up, like Kirky said, it's like Christmas. Yeah, so that's all. That's all I'm doing. It's Kirky. It's basically the free agent ads I would make during the week, but I have to make them. The first time I can make them is Wednesday morning, so I just fucking get on it.
Right.
It's a boring life, but it's my life.
And the other thing is, Yaney was pretty active at 5:16 and 5:17 a.m.
Must have been a bar night. Had to have been a bar night for him.
He's in Calgary now, so it's 3 a.m. So.
He's a silent assassin.
He's like a little bit confused on the waiver timing. The different
I'm sensing
hours.
Some grease on the keys or some late night pizza there. There's something going on.
Yeah.
Maybe and then a there's pizza always, pop even.
There's always Burnside doing something early in the morning. I try to get in there. I didn't do anything this morning because I got who I wanted. But anyways, that's Dele didn't do anything other than try to and kind of fuck over Cosby.
Oh, he took the number one guy. Yeah, he took the best guy. He used his waiver on him, not knowing how long.
It was a good week for Shooter McGavin. You know, not only did he beat me in the Mo, he got the high week and he gets, you know, the starting running back for the Giants now with Saquon out. But I don't really know how good they're going to be now.
Danny Jones, Danny Dimes, they call him Danny Dimes.
Yes. Yeah. That was quite impressive. All right. If we're looking out to this week, Ozzie, as our guest, we always, obviously, if you listen to the podcast, we always name a Mo matchup of the week and a dud of the week, which is the worst matchup of the week. I don't know if you've looked at the matchups or
have. I have.
Do you have any initial nominations for the Mo and the Dud of the Week this week?
So the Mo of the Week, I believe, is between what the fuck kind of Dud of the Week is Zika Virus.
So
they're 8-12. So they're 8-12, but. They're the two that match up the best. I mean, the problem is it's projected points, right?
Yeah.
Like, you never know with this stuff. It's brutal like that. Oh, so-and-so is going to get 13 points, and they twist their ankle getting out of the bus. Like, so you look at that, I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's the Dead of the Week and Zika Virus.
Or you draft Tariq Cohen in the second round, and his projection gets cut in half by week four. Slashed.
Okay, so, but...
Tariq Cohen available.
Oh, is he? Oh, so that's the Mo of the Week and the Dud of the Week. I'm actually literally looking at it right now. Well, you can go Mo of the Week, G&J, and Nation or Todd, but whatever. Dud of the Week, we're going to have a... Oh, Uncle Rico. Get out of here.
Oh, I got to change my team name on the fly here. Did you spill your rye?
Did you spill your rye, Ozzie? I heard something.
Hello? I got a phone call. Hello? Okay.
he's talking into the bottle of rye, everyone.
That's to Mr. Royal. Yeah, King Royal. King CR.
So Ozzy, you almost had you to focus there for about 30 seconds, but you talked about the mo. What was the dud you were saying?
The dud of the week would be Charlie Tweeter and Uncle Rito, or Uncle Rico.
So you got
we have a point projection here. Well, here's the interesting thing: is I looked at our league today.
To me, that was kind of my mo, but
no, hold on a second though. So we have five teams that are seven teams that are two. Oh wait, geez, I'm black.
Shit.
Eight teams that are 2-1. And then we have a bunch of teams that can move up. So there could be potentially a lot of teams that are 2-2. Like, it's hard, right? Fourth week.
Yeah.
Who's going to go?
Because it is kind of ridiculous your projected points so low. Like,
you're going to see movement now, though, right? Like, now you're going to see teams go 3-1, 1-3, whatever.
Yeah.
3-4. This is a crucial week. In fantasy land, doesn't matter what you are, it's a big week. Football, you only have 16 weeks, so this is big.
Well,
blow up to 1-3, you guys better come to Macy's because have a sale.
So,
Amari Cooper.
So there's a commissioner's corner. That's a commissioner's corner right there, talking about moving week four, big week. I don't know what the commissioner corner was this week, but Ozzy, that was a good one, a good little touch there. But I don't necessarily agree with that dud of putting Gleeder versus Cosby on that, like a 3-6. I think you're looking at Cosby's projected points, which I don't know. To me, I don't put too much stock in.
I don't know what's happening.
What's that?
He lives in a basement. I don't even know where he is. Where are you? You've got nothing there.
What are you talking about? Cosby's in the basement. Okay.
This is the basement of the St. George. This is where you had your date. I haven't left. I had cameras set up.
She's coming over on Thursday morning, by the way.
Bye, guys.
All right. So I don't know what the dud's going to be, but we can throw it at. And let Cosby, Yorkie, what are your takes on this?
Yorkie, you go ahead.
Yorkie, we haven't heard from you from this podcast much. You kind of got ripped with the commissioner corner. I haven't really said much since then.
So my dud of the week is actually Zeke Virus versus dud of the week.
Ooh.
Which was the mo of the week for Ozzy. Oh, man. Okay. Cosby, do you want to try to settle this? No, he's literally. I think he left. I literally think he left. It's. He's paused.
His phone died. His phone died.
I think he had 12% about 5 minutes ago.
He did.
It's literally frozen. He said bye and froze. There he's gone. He left. He's gone. He's out.
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay. Anyways, well, it was great having him. So, all right. Well, I guess I'm the. You know what? Okay, we'll give it to the guest and the guy who's turning another rye. The dud of the week is who'd you say? Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico and Charlie Tweener.
Yeah, he's in the dud of the week just because he left. That's why. Then whatever. Who's he playing? Who's the Charlie Tweener? Oh, Gleeder, who's putting together a great rookie season. Okay. Oh, he's making Cosby is literally making changes to the Google Docs right now as I'm trying to enter in. He doesn't want to be in the dud of the week that I'm trying to put in. He's erasing.
No.
Yeah, I'm literally typing it and he's erasing it as I. Yeah. So
he's hurt. He's hurt.
Yeah, he's fuck. Confirm that didn't F that record, please. Is what he just wrote in the Google Docs.
So he's hurt. You've never had a guest like this, and this hurts.
So, anyways, all right. So we've got, I don't know if we had a 40-minute challenge or anything, but Ozzy, me and you are playing each other this week. I don't know if you knew that. I'll be willing to put some money down. head to head, straight up against
20
you.
$20, man. $20. All right,
$20. $20 it is. Anyone else want to get in some action? You know, we're at the 40-minute challenge. It's more bets. Week three didn't have money that I'm aware of.
I thought Hendry sent out, or no, it was J-Well. Was that last week?
I have a feeling J-Well and Burnside will do something. Both those guys like to gamble. They're pretty active in the WhatsApp chat. If we throw it out to them and we say, guys, make a bet, I think they'll do a bet. I think the fact that they're in the mold of the week puts a little bit more pressure on them to make this bet. But, yeah, that's a 40-minute challenge going out to Burnside or Winter to make a bet. Ozzy and I got a $20 bet straight up on week four, winner of that.
Why, you want to end up 50?
No, bucks? I don't want to do anything. I hate my team right now.
Postage checks. I'll give you a postage check.
Yeah.
Huge.
We'll shut her down soon. We're coming up on the hour mark. This could be one of the longest podcasts ever. But just a little update. Luke Stewart sent a couple text messages out about an event. No one really responded to him going to the Buffalo Bills game on November 3rd. I don't know if anyone responded. I don't know if they responded directly to him. But he guy sends out like two messages in the whole WhatsApp chat. One message, people go off on him because he called him fat fingers. The next time he trying to do something fun for the group and no one does anything. No one pays attention to him whatsoever. So I don't know who's going to that. Ozzy, you're obviously not because you're going to be in New York. York, are you going to be able to make it, or are you planning to go to the game this weekend because New England's in town?
No, I'm not going this weekend. That November 3rd game, I haven't even looked at my schedule, but I imagine I got something with the Raps going on that week.
Oh, right. Imagine you, eh? Bobby Big Wheels. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When do you get the ring?
Opening night.
Are you serious? That's amazing.
Which is when? When's opening night?
I don't even know. Let's take a look.
Oh, fuck. If Ozzy was getting a massive ring like that, he'd know it for sure. He'd have all five of his Tinders just in different sections.
Okay, we got to take
October 22nd.
There you go.
Sorry?
Tindy's Corner, bud. It's going to Tindy's Corner. Let me look there just one time. Tindy's Corner. That'd be amazing, eh? Oh, and by the way, I did name drop today. I'm like, oh, yeah, my buddy York, he's one of the guys of the Raptors. She's like, get out of here. I'm like, stop it.
Bring her down to a game.
Ooh, I like your style.
Yeah, there you go. You can make up for everything you've said about her on this podcast. You might have Great. All right, boys. I think that's it. Ozzy, you want to give anything for the boys? Everyone listening on the go.
You know what? I just want to say, you guys, it's a great time in Tindy's Corner. Make some trades, though. We invest money in this league. We want to have a good time, and make some trade. Like, let's make some fucking trades. If your team's going to shit, who cares? Have fun.
All right.
I will quit every year before the start of the season. Kirky will reel me back in.
Oh, yeah. I was a little just disappointed I didn't have to give you a call this year to get you back. No, because
Kelly went off the 1 year, and I was like, holy shit. Like, we've got a fucking sideways Sally way better than me. So there's one guy or two guys, but every year I'll quit. We'll go from there.
All right, Ozzy. Well, it was amazing to have you. I think the guys will love this one. Thanks again for joining us, New York. You have a good one. Good luck this weekend, everyone, and we'll see you and talk to you in 7 days.
Oh, my blood pressure pills, I gotta pee. They're kicking in. My blood pressure pills are kicking in. I gotta go.
Later.